The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you now to count down from 10, silently if you don't mind, and when you get to 1, you'll hear one of the greatest voices on this or any other planet. 3, 2, 1, Eric Metaxas!
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. Chris Himes, welcome.
Thank you. Happy Thursday.
It's Thursday, which must mean I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, and I am in Charleston, South Carolina. Yesterday morning, I woke up in Montana. Nobody knows how it happened, but it happened. No, I was in Montana speaking at Foothills Christian School. They had a gala event. This is two nights ago, and it's just delightful, I have to tell you, to get around this country and to meet the wonderful, wonderful people of this country. So Montana, I was in Great Falls, Montana, as I mentioned, Foothills Christian School, and you just meet so many wonderful people at these events. I do. It's just a joy.
It's beautiful country out there. We had the privilege of going out to Montana on some family travel last year, and it's something about being out there. You just want to eat elk or bison or whatever you can get your hands on. You know what I mean?
I still want to eat elk. I got a hankering for elk like nobody's business.
It's delicious. It's all very delicious.
It's every time I go around the country, people are like, if you want to go hunting, come. I said, well, what are we going to hunt? They go, whatever you want, gophers, coyotes. I don't know that I really want to hunt gopher, but although some gophers just need killing, let me tell you
marmots as well.
But anyway, I was in Montana, and I'm going to be in Montana again in next month. I'm going to be in Kalispell, Montana. So I'm getting around. I'm getting to Kalispell, Montana. I just mentioned yesterday I flew into Charleston, South Carolina. I had to leave very, very early. Not a lot of flights out of Great Falls, Montana. So I had to get a 6:50 a.m. flight. And just as the plane was taking off, I may post this on Instagram, I got a shot of the sunrise. I'm normally not up when the sun is rising, folks, and that's by design. But I got a shot of the sunrise from the plane that was so beautiful. And I thought, man, this is God's country. It's so beautiful out there. So I had to fly from Great Falls to Denver. And then, of course, from Denver straight here to South Carolina. Why am I in South Carolina? Well, I'll tell you. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina because tonight I'm speaking at an annual benefit for the Low Country Pregnancy Center. As most people know, Suzanne, my wife, ran Avail, which is a pregnancy center in New York City for 12 years. Chris, you and Tiffany were involved there, and
it's the best kind of work. It's the best kind of work.
Of course, and they're bringing children into the world. It's amazing. So that's tonight. I'm speaking at the Low Country Pregnancy Center gala benefit tonight here in Charleston, South Carolina. And there's supposed to be 1,200 people there. That's a lot of people. But I'm not intimidated. You know what I am intimidated by? Children. And I mentioned 2 days ago I spoke at a chapel. This was Foothills Christian School. And they said, you're going to be speaking to our K through 12. And I thought, please, God, no, please. Because the specter of slumping teenagers, rolling their eyes, looking at the floor, coupled with slumping tweens, coupled with little kids who don't know what the heck Eric Metaxas is talking about up there from the podium, I thought, no. But it really was – it ended up being absolutely delightful. And this is how you know God is real, because I say, Lord, I got nothing. How do I communicate to kindergartners and all the way up through high school? How do I do this, Lord? And I prayed, and God gave me a message. And I think I may have mentioned it on the show, but what astounded me was later on in the evening, parents came up to me and said, my third grader came up to me today and was rattling off all the stuff that you said in chapel. And I said, your third grader, like, actually took it in and was rattling off to you? Well, that's wonderful. And then another one was talking about her fifth grader going on and on about what they learned in chapel, how excited they were and stuff. And so I just thought, you know, I might have a new career talking to these kids. Because adults, you know, they're on their way out. So the kids are the future. That's, by the way, I coined that phrase. If you ever hear anybody say that, the children are our future, I coined that phrase. I want to be real clear.
I remember Whitney Houston borrowed it from you from that one song.
People have often borrowed it from me without attribution, which makes me bitter and angry. But then I forgive them. But
you know, the thing about little kids in chapel services that's a little concerning is they can make a weapon out of anything at any time, a projectile.
Oh, sure. They could have taken me out.
Yeah.
And listen, those little kindergartners, they're just as fallen as the meanest killer. They're just as fallen.
Yeah,
but they're so cute, though. That's the thing. Well, anyway, it was wonderful being in Montana. As I said, now I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. Tomorrow night, we have a Socrates in the City event with Mark Helprin. I know I've said this before, but he is, I believe, our greatest living writer. I can't think of anybody to compete with him. His book, Soldier of the Great War, if people are looking for a great book, Soldier of the Great War, oh my goodness. He wrote a book, I mean, there's so many great books. Paris in the Present Tense came out maybe 12 years ago. In Shadows and Light, I think that's the title of a book that just came out a few years ago. But he's always writing about romance. But it's very heroic, very beautiful. He writes about life. He writes about, I mean, these sound like cliches. But his writing is just magnificent. And I get to interview him. And he's bona fide crazy. He's a crazy genius. He's such a genius that you have to be part crazy. And talking to him is like unlike anything. I mean, if you've listened to my Socrates in the City conversation with him from 2019, you'll see, like, I'm not kidding. You can go to Socrates in the City on YouTube or go to SocratesInTheCity.com. And you can listen to that one in preparation for the conversation I'm having with him tomorrow night. We will live stream it. If you're a member of Socrates Plus, you can watch the live stream. And I just flat out guarantee you will be fascinated. He is one of the most fascinating people, for sure, I have ever met in my life. We're going to do a couple of Socrates in the Studio sessions with him on Saturday. And if you're a member of Socrates Plus, you can watch those live stream too. So I'm going to continue the conversation with him on Saturday. Honestly, just absolutely fascinating. And because I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, many folks know that whenever I'm in Manhattan, I go to King's Church. Our friend David Engelhardt is the pastor of King's Church in New York City. They have planted a church here in Charleston, South Carolina. And I thought, son of a gun, I'm going to be here on Sunday. So I am preaching right here in Charleston, South Carolina, at King's Church in Charleston on Sunday. And I guess we'll be back in the studio on Monday at TBN in New York City. So eventually I'll get back home. Chris, you're muted, by the way. Now, listen, I don't want to forget.
Sorry.
I've got so much traveling coming up. We are doing another screening of Letter to the American Church in Ohio at the Oasis Church. That is Tim Sheets. Some of you know Dutch Sheets. It's his brother Tim Sheets. That's in Ohio. I forget the name of the town in Ohio, but it's Oasis Church. That's going to be April 13th, so that's next weekend. After that, I'm going to be in California. I believe I'm speaking in a church. We haven't figured out which church in California on April 21st. The weekend after that, I'm going to be in Nashville in Murfreesboro at World Outreach Church. I'm just looking at my calendar, like I'm a little busy. After that, I'm doing a prayer breakfast in Rochester, Michigan. And then I'm doing a prayer breakfast in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Holy cow, I'm getting around. And then Suzanne and I are going to the Kentucky Derby on May 4th or May 3rd.
Now you
or
won't
4th.
Be running in it. That's is that correct?
You know, this year, because my doctor said that I shouldn't push it.
Good.
So I'm not going to be running in the Derby this year. And I was really looking forward to it because I'm not a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, but I'm still young enough that
you're
I should
quick.
Be able to
you're
run in
quick.
The Derby.
I was just going to remind you that we have the RFK, the real RFK Jr. movie on Salem Now that people can go check out.
At Salem Now? Salem mm-hmm. Now, did you say?
Yes,
okay.
It's true.
Well, anyway, I want to remind people. By the way, in a couple of minutes, I'm talking to Kevin McCullough. After that, I'm talking to Scott Phelps. And then we're talking to Jennifer Lal, Detransition Diaries. You don't want to miss it. Stick around. Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you, and it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. I'll say it again, 800-2468-751. Use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Folks, welcome to the program. I think I told you that we have as my first guest our friend Kevin McCullough. Some of you don't know who Kevin McCullough is. Well, I'll tell you. He's my friend. And some of you may know him as Votstradamus. You know him as Votstradamus because Chris Himes, working as a producer of this program, coined the term Votstradamus. So since he was working, he was on salary for this program, we own that term. Chris Himes, you don't own that term. We own that term, Votstradamus. So we could start, Kevin, talking to you about politics. But I actually, before that, you wrote an article called Trans Day of Visibility, It Is Then. Where's that article and what is it?
It's townhall.com, and it's easy to find. You just search my archives there. But this last Sunday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, the Sunday of the greatest transformation ever to take place, someone went into a tomb dead and came out alive, and because of that, validated everything they'd ever taught, and is the greatest single example of what transformation looks like, from death to life, sin to godliness to redemption for all. I mean, the greatest joy you could ever have to declare anything, anywhere, except for the Greeks who do Easter some other time. But it really was a celebratory Resurrection Sunday. And so Joe Biden and company thought, well, let's make this the day that we invite transsexuals to the White House. If it was anything like past days of Transsexual Visibility Day, they interpreted the Lord's Day in a very different way than most of the rest of us did. But my article was primarily focused on, yes, let's emphasize the transformation that was offered to humanity on this day, not the fake science garbage that Joe Biden is trying to reinforce with young people and try to get them to believe, you know, if they're the least bit unhappy about something in their life, they need to pursue a life of changing their sexuality.
By the way, folks, if you're just tuning in, headline, Joe Biden is evil. Seriously, this man, it's an amazing thing, Kevin, because having written, you know, a book about Bonhoeffer and Hitler, what Biden is overseeing, and again, we know that he's a husk of a man, you know, he's a doddering, ice cream eating husk, but the people around him, and he seems to have sold his soul to the devil so that he could appear to be president, but that there are people running things, whether it's China or Susan Rice or Obama, people are running things. But what he is doing, the speed and the wickedness of what he has been able to accomplish in 3 years to weaken America, to destroy our foundations, to destroy people's trust in all of the institutions that we once trusted, it's a staggering thing. And this, pronouncing Easter Sunday as the trans day of visibility, it is certainly the most despicable, openly blasphemous thing that he has done. Even if it's just the optics, you say, when could we do this? Hey, let's do it on Easter Sunday.
No, there was something weird about the timing of all of this, because he signs the declaration on Thursday. It happens on Sunday. And then on Monday and Tuesday of this week, he gets asked by the press, because they got rammed with feedback up social media and back. I mean, this was one of the dumbest things they've done as an administration. And they were out touting in social media posts, trans day of visibility. Every other post on Instagram, Twitter that the White House was putting out was highlighting it, using the flag, all the stuff. Then they get pushback really badly. And he gets asked about it Monday at the egg roll with the kids on the lawn and stuff. He goes, I never did that. Like, they try to gaslight people into making them think that they didn't do exactly what they did. And that's the prototypical mode of operation for this administration. Do the most insane thing and then deny it.
Because I'm a writer, words are very important to me. A lot of times people read my books, they say you have to look up some of the words that I use. Words are important. And the word word for what Biden and his administration do is, it's called lying. It's a verb. And it's lying. And it's despicable. It's a level of lying we have never seen. I mean, in my life, I have never seen anything like it. Politicians shade the truth. They exaggerate. But what they do, again, there's a level of brazenness involved. And what we're talking about on this day of transition stuff, it was blasphemous. It's taking the holiest day in the calendar for Christians, the day we celebrate. You talk about transition, you do in your article, the transition of the world from darkness to light, from despair to hope, from death to life. One of the most glorious things imaginable, they picked that day to announce something that is, we all know, just lunacy, absolute lunacy, the trans day of visibility. What does that even mean? I honestly think that this administration crossed a line. This is like spitting in God's face in a way that we've never seen before. And by the way, we got to be clear, 2 days before, there was an article talking about the White House forbids religious imagery on the evenings. And I thought, what? And this reminds me again, because I wrote my book on Bonhoeffer, this is exactly what the Nazis did. They did a progressive de-Christianization, progressive paganization of German life, so that if you wanted to be in the SS, every year it became harder to be a Christian if you were an officer in the SS. It became more and more overtly pagan, more and more hostile to actual Christians. Now, you know, you might expect that from the Nazis. You don't expect it from an American president. But doing stuff like this, and again, this is just one example. I mean, sending the FBI to frighten pro-life people This is we've never seen it in our lives before. And I think we have to be clear, especially for young people, this is not normal in America. This is something we've never seen.
And I think it's starting to show up in even the public polling. A brand new Wall Street Journal poll is out this Tuesday of this week. And it showed President Trump with a sizable lead in 6 of the 7 swing states. And in the only state he wasn't leading in, they were statistically tied at 46% each. So a big turnaround from where we were in the election cycle in 2020, which showed Joe Biden leading in all those states at this point in time. Trump is leading big time. And if the polls are showing that he's up by 5, I'm reading that as he's probably up by 7 or 8 because of the way they normally weight these things. Many of them outside of the range of the margin of error and so forth. So, and it is really stunning to see the grotesque hubris with which everyone associated with this administration is acting about all of this. Jill Biden went on CBS this morning on Tuesday. They asked her about the poll numbers from the Midwest, and she flat out said, "Oh no, he's not losing in any of those states." And they showed the graphics side by side. He's not even at 45% in some of the polls. And she's like, no, he's coming up and he's doing better and he's leading in some and he wasn't leading in any of them. Kamala Harris came out right after Joe Biden had made his proclamation, and she said, we wish everyone a happy Easter. It's a day of rebirth and something else. And I'm like, way to miss the point. There's nothing even remotely understanding of history in your statement that you made about this. And this is what the American people are seeing. Not only are they being systematically lied to, gaslit, told one thing doesn't mean what it actually obviously means, but these people believe that they are untouchable in the process. And that's why Eric Metaxas listeners and viewers have an obligation. It is not an option. It is an obligation to go out and vote and take friends with you to the polls this go around. We are in the process of losing America. And if we get this election wrong, we will.
Well, listen, I say it more and more. We must get Trump elected, but Trump is not enough.
He's not the answer.
Getting Trump elected is going to solve all our problems. But if we don't do that, that's step one. That's step one. There are a host of other things. And I keep saying, it's this famous scripture, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. I think that all of these horrors are having the effect of galvanizing patriots and people of faith around this country in a way that we've never been galvanized before. We're awake and understanding that we have to be involved. If I sit on my hands, God forbid I sit on my hands and do nothing. God forbid I say, oh, there's nothing I can do. We need to all get in the game. And what I say very often is that those people who say, you know what, it's over, there's nothing we can do, that's the voice of the devil. You are magnifying the voice of the devil and the devil's will for this country and the world when you go along with that defeatist, fatalistic thinking. Until God says it's over, it is not over. And anything you can do, folks, there's many things we can do. God calls us to do those things with joy, and then the results are in God's hands. We'll be right back. We're talking to our friend Kevin McCullough. You can read his column at townhall.com. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me, make the switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/Metaxas.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Welcome back. We're talking to Kevin McCullough. We're going to talk a little bit later on about abstinence and marriage. And after that, we're going to talk to Jennifer Lahl, L-A-H-L, who's written a great book called The Detransition Diaries. Very important. So that'll be an hour or two. So, Kevin, let me ask you, our colleague, Salem colleague Hugh Hewitt, wrote an article suggesting what many others have suggested, that the polling is so bad for Joe Biden that it seems at least not unlikely that the Democrats will pull a Hail Mary at the convention, and they will come up with some excuse like, you know, he choked on his ice cream or something. He's just not fit to be president, and we're going to replace him, because they kind of know that he, in a fair election, and by the way, that'd be a big deal if we had a fair election, but if we have a fair election, he can't win. So they're going to try to put someone in to replace him. What do you think?
Well, let me give you a few responses to that. I saw that article, and good for Hugh for pointing it out. He is someone
good for
who,
me.
Good for Hugh. Hugh has notoriously tried to play Sweden all during the election thus far, and or Switzerland, rather. And he's finally coming out of his shell and showing what he believes, which I'm grateful for. But I think that he's right. And Eric, I will debut this on your show for those watching via the screen. You may remember I got into a little trouble doing these things in the last go around. But I'm publishing my first election map for the 24 cycle right now. And I've got Republicans sitting at 312 electoral college delegates to Democrats, 226, beating them in states that they should have won the last go around, but with Trump picking up almost all of those swing states, if the polling holds to where it is right now. Now, what does that mean? That means that Hugh's instinct is probably more accurate than what a lot of us would like to see. I don't know how you can watch, and they've not been able to keep Joe Biden in the basement this go around. They're having to take him out. They're having to let him stand behind podiums. Every time he shows his face in public, he loses votes. This is how bad his performance is.
That's a winning formula.
It is for us, but that's the problem. And you can't. What are you going to come up with? Another pandemic? You can't conjure something out of nothing.
Yes. No, of course. So look, Kevin. Of course, they're going to come up with. They're going to do anything they can do. First of all, replacing him with somebody else. That's on the table. I mean,
and that's probably the most likely plan, is to get to the convention in the summer. Have him feign some sort of illness, just like he's feigned being president these last 3 years, and then come to the conclusion that even though he's the only one that was technically eligible to become the candidate for the race, they're going to swap him out. They're going to pull a Bob Torricelli, bait and switch, New Jersey style, at the convention, if they go that route. And I don't know really who that would be, because...
What about Big Mike?
Are you referring to President Obama's wife? I'm not gonna play that game.
No. I heard that term. It's the funniest, stupidest thing I've ever heard. But the point is, legitimately, Michelle Obama has been floated. And then everybody's, oh, but she says she's not interested.
Publicly, that's what she's saying. Publicly, she was asked about it as recently as 2 weeks ago, and she said, I have no desire to go
publicly,
back.
Publicly, Obama says he's a Christian. I mean, who cares what they say publicly? What are they going to actually do? I would not be surprised.
I don't have evidence to the contrary, I guess, is what I'm saying, and I just want to be responsible.
I mean, Biden is Obama's third term because we know he's not running anything. It's kind of obvious. And Michelle would be Obama's, fourth and fifth terms. So why wouldn't they do that? Surely they would do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that some of it hinges yet on what Trump's going to do by way of his VP pick. I don't know if anybody's noticed this, but as you went through the primary cycle, which party had Indians and African Americans and a whole range of ages on their party competing on their party stage, competing for elective office? Who has right now an Indian American, African American, a few women, all on the short list of potential cabinet members or possibly VP picks? It's really interesting that we have been sold this bill of goods for all these years that the Democrats are the home of diversity. When you look at who they have in national leadership, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, Joe Biden. It's old school after old school, with the exception of Hakeem Jeffries. But, you know, there's nothing new about anything that they're doing. And the Republicans are the ones that have energy, that have ideas, that are not – they're more optimistic. They're not willing to sit down and say, yeah, the world is doomed and the best we can do is just
and
take
by the way,
away from people
going
that already
along
have
with
it.
That, the MAGA wing has finally won, not just because Trump is the nominee, but to have Laura Trump replace Ronna McDaniel, wow, that's pretty big stuff right there.
Yeah, and you know she's a homeschool mom that cares about her kids and lives this stuff on the other end of the spectrum, away from the ruling. Like, she and Eric were not in the White House all that much during Trump's term. Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle were by far much more associated with them during their first term. And I just had Laura Trump on the show a few weeks ago, and she was like, Kev, all the moms that I'm interacting with down here in Florida, they're all concerned about the gender theory things in the classrooms. We don't want schools teaching our kids anything other than the stuff that they need to learn, how to add, how to read, a little bit about history, a little bit about science, and prepare them to take the next step in life. Virtue signaling, trying to teach them the woke way of the future is not what parents are signing up for. And that's going to come back to bite the left in this election as well, I believe.
We'll be right back talking to Kevin McCullough.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture. But as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC. Welcome back, talking to Kevin McCullough. Some of you know him as Votestradamus. So, Votestradamus, you're talking about what we have to look forward to in this election. And I was just saying that, to me, part of what's fascinating is that Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of Donald Trump, is the new head of the Republican National
Committee. Co-chair, yes.
Co-chair. Oh, who's then? Who else?
Another Trump supporter. I don't know him very well, but he worked very diligently for the president in the first term, and I think he'll do a good job.
But I guess where I'm going with this is that she said publicly that they're not considering people to work for the RNC unless those people agree that the election was stolen. Now, here's...
Well, not just that, a whole host of MAGA candidates.
Right,
tenants.
But I'm saying, but the fact is the election was stolen, and I think we need to be more and more and more bold in saying that, because it actually happened. It's disgusting. It's despicable that that happened in America, and we've got to say that, and we've got to have people on board. I mean, listen, when my GOP friends don't go along with that, when my GOP friends say that I think J6 was a sort of an insurrection, it was a bad day. When they're still buying that narrative, I don't even know how to continue the conversation. If you don't understand what happened by now, it's just madness.
Well, if your friends are getting information primarily from sources that don't include you, they wouldn't be exposed to a lot of the stuff that you're talking about.
I know, but this is the point, Kevin. It's kind of saying, I wasn't exposed to the fact that Lincoln was shot. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's your theory. Look, he was. We have to deal with reality. And I think that the fact that Laura Trump is saying that, you know, to be a part of the RNC going forward, you have to know what happened in 2020. That's a sign of courage and health.
It is. I've got some interesting thoughts on that, because Eric Trump was on my show almost a week to the day before the election. And coming down the stretch, you heard President Trump campaign very hard on trying to outlaw the mail-in ballots, try to get states to get rid of them. And he was not successful in those pleadings to get those things to happen. I asked Eric 1 week out from the election, I said, are you guys ready to go do legal battle when election night hits? Because what I was foreseeing was a Bush v. Gore, counting of the hanging chads drama times 10. And that's basically what we got. We got worse than that. We got, going to bed at 2 a.m. and then suddenly at 2:30 a.m., massive mail dumps of huge numbers of ballots that all went in one direction. It's one of the most curious things that people with a straight face have ever tried to explain, because there's no legitimate explanation for it. However, and let me make this point, some of those states changed the rules to allow those very things to happen. So it wasn't so much that there was cheating going on at the moment of the election on election night. It was that people that used COVID set up a plan to cheat months in advance, and then the Republicans in those state legislatures weren't awake enough to stop them. Now, fast forward to this year. Wisconsin has cleaned up its act. Its Supreme Court said all of its COVID policies were unconstitutional and barred all of them. Michigan has tried to clean up some of its stuff, but that's going to be more of an organizational cleanup than a legal cleanup. Georgia's passed stricter laws. Texas has passed stricter laws. You have a number of these states that have said, we're going to get down and dirty and make sure that there is a valid signature on every one of these ballots, and it has to match the signature that's on file. Signature verification got thrown out in Nevada. It would be a huge, huge difference if they have that in force in Nevada this time. They changed the rules. That should be in the works this time. Arizona is not nearly clean enough for my taste yet, but we will see where they land a few months from now. But the point is, you've got a couple of things working in Laura Trump's favor with her emphasis right now, and that is that you've got six or seven states that will be decision-making states that have gotten tougher on their ballot integrity stuff. That's good. The second thing is, Laura also said when she came to the helm, is wherever ballot harvesting is legal, Republicans are going to be better at it this go-around than the Democrats are. So where it's legal, it's going to be practiced, and it's going to be enthusiastically embraced. Here in the tri-state area, the state of New Jersey has ballot harvesting. And I've been to a handful of events already this spring where they are working on getting out the vote in the early hours of the election week and getting those ballots in and getting them harvested properly. Where it's legal, Republicans have to do it, and they have to do it as good as the Democrats can. And where it's not legal, you got to have those signatures validated or some sort of ID in the way forward. And then after you take power, it has to become an initiative that has complete force behind it, but you have to have valid IDs to vote going forward. You've got to change the laws. It's ridiculous that we don't have legitimate, valid ID valid verification at voting booths. It's just there's no reason not to do it, and it needs to be changed.
It's called corruption. I'm the writer. I know the right word. It's called corruption. It's evil. It's an amazing thing that this could happen in America, and if you're not awake to it. Now, listen. You know, you talked about state legislatures and folks on the GOP side not being awake to the threat. Many of them are also cowards. Let's be clear. Many of them were unwilling to stand firmly and bravely. In Pennsylvania,
perfect example,
was leading the charge to look at what happened, and many of his GOP colleagues, and again, the word for them is bums, they refused to heroically stand up and do their job. So that's part of the problem, yeah. Is rhinos. That's part of the problem here.
No, there's no doubt. And you've got to be focused on getting people that are going to live up to what they say. You know, Congress gets turned over every 2 years. There's no reason that if a district doesn't like the way their representative is representing them, that there's no excuse to having to wait. Find somebody else. Put them in that seat. They're only there for 2 years. Make people be accountable for what they say they're going to do when they campaign. And in terms of the campaigns that I'm consulting and working with in this cycle, this is one of the most important things that we're talking about. And we're spending a lot of time talking about it with the candidates. You have to not only make the promises that affect people's lives, but then you have to follow through on them. You have to have integrity. And people that don't have it, we need to get rid of them.
Throw the bums out.
Yep.
Listen, this is why every single American, what you do and what you say and how you live and how you vote and how you exhort others to vote, all of it matters, folks. Everyone has to be involved. If you're not involved, let me say it again, you're part of the problem. We need to keep the republic. It's up to you and to me. We're out of time. Kevin, love having you on. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks, Eric. Be well. But you see.
Folks, welcome back. My guest right now, Scott Phelps, the executive director of the Abstinence and Marriage Education Partnership. Scott Phelps, welcome.
Hey, great to be back, Eric. Good to see you.
What is the? I mean, for my audience, what is this in a nutshell? The organization of which you're executive director.
Well, it's interesting because, by the way, great job with Letter to the American Church. And I think that what you're doing there is you're calling Christians to be active and involved in the culture. It's my story. As a pastor, I was concerned about what was happening to our kids in schools with sex education. Abstinence and Marriage Education Partnership was born out of a desire to replace sex education with quality information for young people on the benefits of marriage and family and how to prepare for it well. If we're going to restore a culture of marriage in America, it has to begin by getting sex education out of the classrooms and teaching kids about the benefits of waiting for marriage and why marriage matters. That's what we're all about.
And it's interesting to me because the older I get, the more obvious this seems, that sexuality is genuinely designed by God for marriage, and that if your first and only sexual experiences are with your spouse, there's just something so beautiful about that because it's kind of like the healthy way. We don't really have this anymore in the culture. Sexuality yeah. outside marriage has been so normalized that people can't really comprehend really what God's plan is, the healthy plan, the plan to help you stay married. It's just fascinating to me how far away we've drifted since the sexual revolution in the 60s, of course.
Well, and what people need to understand is that what sex education in America is today, Eric, is a codification of the sexual revolution. What the sexual revolution said was, you don't have to be married, get yourself some contraception, smoke dope, and have sex with a whole bunch of people. It'll be fabulous. And what is taught in American schools today is, here's all the different types of contraception that you can use, and there's no reference to marriage. I was on a TV show a while back debating a sex ed lady, And I said to her this. I said, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know of a single sex education program in America that will even give kids the option of waiting until marriage. And she said, you're right. We don't teach that. And so not only are – and think about this. Think about the sexual material that our kids are exposed to on a regular basis, on a daily basis, on their phones, on their computers, on their television screens. Not only are they exposed to increasing explicit sexual messages at an earlier and earlier age, but think about this. How much of the sex that our kids are exposed to in the media has any messaging or imagery regarding sex within the context of marriage relationship? So all they see growing up from their earliest years is sexual activity completely outside the context of marriage. They see the marital act without the marital part. And that's how our kids are growing up. And so what we exist to do, Eric, is to put sex in context. What we want young people to understand is not that sex is a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing within the context of a marriage relationship. We're not even a pregnancy. I tell people this: we're not a pregnancy prevention program. We don't have any interest in preventing pregnancy. In fact, we think that preventing pregnancy is a wrong-headed approach with declines in fertility rates. We're not a pregnancy prevention program. We are a pregnancy promotion program. We believe that pregnancy is good and beautiful and valuable, and we think that young people need to learn.
It's how most of us got here. I can't speak for you, but
it's how I got here. And I want my young people to know. Yeah, I want my young people to know that pregnancy is a beautiful thing within the context of a marriage relationship. That's what we need to teach them. Not don't get pregnant, but get pregnant right. When you're married. They need to be taught these things well.
Okay, we're gonna go to break. We'll continue the conversation talking to Scott Phelps, Executive Director of the Abstinence and Marriage Education Partnership.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.